Creative Control with Vish Khanna.
So yesterday was April Fool's Day, and a lot of stuff came out, you know, people making jokes. That's how April Fool's Day works. And among the things that I saw towards the end of the day was a post that suggested that maybe one of my favorite bands ever, Obits, was no more. And at the end of the day, it turned out that this might actually be verifiably true. And here to comment on this is a member of Obits, Sohrab. Sohrab from Obits. Sohrab, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks, Vish.
It's nice to have you on the show under morbid circumstances, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you.
Well, so what happened? What's going on with Obits?
Honestly, it was pretty straightforward. Basically, this band has been together for, I don't know, I guess probably 10 years at this point. And I think one of the reasons that we have lasted as long as we have is just a general respect for each other's personal lives. So, you know, there'd be, I think, what, a year and a half or something, 2 years between records. We definitely were not in a rush to do anything. And I think we're just at a point now where, you know, again, out of respect to each other's personal lives, it just made the most sense to just kind of pursue those things and you know, let the band go.
Yeah, now you didn't call it an indefinite hiatus, which is a thing people do, but it seemed to be a...
Well, I did when I wrote our booking agent, and I did it euphemistically, and he got the joke. But I think it's easier just to acknowledge it honestly and just say, you know, it's done.
So it's done.
Yeah, what in this world is done?
Nothing's really done, right? I mean, you guys, it's all quite amicable. You could play again.
Well, we made a bunch of jokes about, because, you know, Matt Schultz from Holy Fuck has been playing with us. So we've actually recently played a couple of shows with two drummers, Alexis and Matt. So we had a joke that we would make it Matt Schultz and Alexis Fleissig's Obits featuring Greg Simpson on bass. But we, you know, for the sake of, I think, everybody's goodwill, we thought that was probably not worth doing.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Now, so can you talk about how this conversation to end things was sort of initiated? Because I swear to God, it was only a couple of weeks ago I thought you'd posted a photo that looked like a relatively recent jam was happening. Is that, am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong at all. Well, you know, it's a modern world, and I think it all happened over text.
Oh, you guys stopped playing over, it was just like, I can't do this? One of you was just like, I don't want to do this anymore?
No, I mean, you know, I think that we actually had been working on a new record, I think that, we were all sort of moving forward with the idea that we would find a way to continue to do this in some, you know, broader spectrum that allows everybody, like, to do what they need to do. I mean, Rick is in California right now. Alexis has been in Austin, Texas for a while. So we were trying to figure out if there was a way to accommodate it. And, you know, I mean, I just think we realized that it was hard. And, you know, I think with a band like ours, it really is about our own individual relationships with each other. And I think we'd all rather preserve our friendships than to try to make the band something that's a burden. You know, it should be a band. It should be a group, like a gang. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it seemed that one of the reasons you'd convened and got along so well is because you all kind of lived in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think I think that part of it, as time went by, just got more and more difficult. And so, you know, I mean, you're married, I'm married. It's not that. It's not like a marriage is broken up. It's, you know, a group of friends who've been doing something together for a period of time and say, hey, you know what? This is difficult now. Let's not do this anymore. Let's just be friends and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a band.
Right, exactly. No, I mean, I hear you, and, you know, this happens all the time, but for fans of the band, it's a weird thing, right? You say it's not a... I guess in a marriage, people outside of your marriage can almost be invested in it on some level, too. People get invested in other people's relationships, and certainly when you have a fan base, that's what's going on.
Well, I mean, it's honestly, it's flattering that people do care. I mean, the fact that you asked if I'd be willing to talk with you, I mean, that in and of itself is very flattering, that there would be that interest and that curiosity. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I think people invest themselves in other people's endeavors because, you know, you find some way that it's a reflection of your own personality in some way. And so, to the degree that maybe this band for some people out there was like, hey, you know, you can be a middle-aged guy in a rock band and it's acceptable and, you know, not too humiliating. And maybe the reality that that's not the case is sad.
But, well, it's a great band. I mean, I got to see the band a bunch and I feel fortunate. I mean, yeah, I feel fortunate I got to see the band as much as I did. In fact, the most memorable show that I think I ever saw Obits play was in St. John's, Newfoundland.
That was a crazy show.
It wasn't just, I don't think it was only because we were in a relatively unique part of this country, of Canada. I'm talking about Canada right now.
It contributed to it only in the fact that our enthusiasm for the local tipple. We pulled at the teat of the local custom.
I've never seen anything quite like that. I've seen Rick play in various carnations, and I've never seen him so into it.
Yeah, it was. I have to say, it was really fun and kind of scary. I had no idea what was happening.
Right, right. Now you say Alexis has been in Austin for a while, and Rick has been in California. Rick isn't living in California. He's just been spending time there.
I'm not sure. I think he's trying to figure that part out.
Oh, okay.
I think, for his sake, I hope he stays out there for a while. Cause I think, this winter, as you know, has been pretty relentless. Mm-hmm. Even though I guess it's officially spring now. Mm-hmm. But this last winter was a tough one. And I think that, you know, Rick's a California guy. He likes a little sunshine.
Yeah.
So I hope he can soak some of it up out there. And I know that he wants to, you know, really concentrate more on his visual art, which, frankly, I think is a great benefit to anybody out there who likes good art.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's the best. And I think he's gone through this before where he will refocus his attention on that as opposed to music. It's funny, like, when the announcement, I didn't even know this had happened until, like, late last night. And I posted something on my various social media being like, what a drag. And immediately, and I think this has happened on a few different threads, people are like, oh, well, does this mean more time for Drive Like Jehu or something? Like, people immediately assumed that could be an offshoot of this. I know you can't really comment on their plans, but from your perspective, is that something that could be happening?
You know, honestly, I have no idea. My guess would be not necessarily, but,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know what? Let's put this rumor out. They're making a new Hot Snakes record.
Are they really?
No.
Oh, sorry. It's a rumor. Sorry. I've started that rumor myself.
Yeah.
I've contributed to that rumor. Yeah.
Right. Let's start it now. Man. Yeah. Oh, you already started? Okay. I'll chime in. I'll back you up on the rumor.
Well, you know, when we were in Newfoundland, we did a nice, I thought it was nice. We did an Obits sort of video interview thingy. And I remember Rick was kind of feeling a bit self-conscious about being an old guy playing music and how he didn't think he could do it for much longer. And that was, what, 2 years ago or something like that? I don't know when we were all there, 2 or 3 years
ago. Yeah,
so I could feel this kind of creeping in. And I mean, just so people are clear, Obits was a fun band. Did it feel like a bit of a grind to make this band work, like to get it out there and feel viable and all that stuff?
No, I don't think so, no. I mean, you know, at the heart of the band was just enjoying each other's company and writing music together, music that we liked. I mean, I think the goal all along has been to essentially write music that we would want to listen to. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we had the opportunity to go out and play the music to other people and people were interested and we got to make records was really, really a wonderful thing. And I, you know, I mean, that's not to say there aren't shows where two people show up or whatever and you're like, why are we here?
Right.
You know, I mean, those things happen, but, you know, those are actually, I think, those are great moments, because then you sort of look at each other and you're like, well, the reason we're here is we like doing this. So,
right,
you know,
right, exactly.
Let's enjoy the night, you know.
Right.
Because I think all of the, you know, all of the really sort of corny trappings of popularity and sort of the band being in the popular culture world, that stuff is pretty irrelevant long term. You know, I mean, unless you really like tap into some small percentage of the pop culture bubble, it's, I mean, we're all going to forget about it. I mean, the people involved specifically won't forget about it, but the rest of the world will forget about this band. The rest of the world will forget about all the bands that broke up yesterday.
Right, you know, right.
It just doesn't matter. And so I think that it was never a grind for us. It was something we always genuinely appreciated the ability to do, because to us it was important. And so, you know, and I think the older that we get, the more that we actually appreciate the ability to do this, because so much of the music world that we are bombarded with is really not about music. It's about popular culture.
Right. And
we're just not part of popular culture. I mean, our thing is so fringe. So the fact that you're willing to write about it, the fact that Pitchfork posted something, I mean, it's like, that's all really flattering in the moment, but you know, this is small time.
I see what you're saying. Well, the band means a lot to me and many like me. So it's a, you know, it's a sad day, but it's a band breaking up. So it's a sad day the way it is when a band breaks up. That's...
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's people who are all, you know, they're all involved in music or art in some way. And, you know, I mean, I don't think any of us are giving up that element. So, you know, maybe in a year, Rick will have an awesome new band in San Diego, or maybe he'll move to Mexico and start a band down there.
Right.
I don't know, you know?
Yeah, you never know. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Greg and I, and, you know, we still play together. And, you know, it's I think there's, if you like music and you like the people who are involved in this group, then, you know, there's more stuff will happen.
Yeah. Now, you and Greg actually have I guess it's a new band. Do you have another band?
We do. I mean, we've, you know, as you know, Obits has not been the most prolific group out there. So we've had a lot of downtime, and Greg and I literally live around the corner from each other. So it's a nice excuse to see each other and sit on the stoop or whatever. But we've been working on songs together, and we play pretty regularly with Matt, who plays in Holy Fuck. And so, yeah, we've been writing songs together, and it's been really, really fun. So hopefully we'll get a chance to do some recording. And, you know, just it's a new band, so it's kind of nice to have that everything's kind of fresh feeling.
So it's the three of you, and are you singing songs? Is it you playing guitar and singing, Greg on bass and Matt on drums kind of deal?
Yeah, and also this guy, Michael Jaworski, he was living in Seattle and was in some bands there. One was called The Cops and another was called Virgin Islands. So he and I are both playing guitar and singing. And so far it's sort of more, I guess, more in the post-punk and less kind of rock and roll, you know, more,
right.
More Swell Maps, less CCR.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But, you know, it's fun, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do some stuff soon.
And the band is called?
It's called Savak, S-A-V-A-K.
Savak, and what is the origin of that name?
It was the name of the secret police in Iran when I lived there.
Oh, okay.
So they were like they were the feared, they're despised and feared more than anybody else. And when the Shah's regime came to an end, they were, you know, that was shut down. But, you know, I thought I'd revive the name and give it a little, something like hopefully a better connotation than what it was.
There's a lot of this going on, I think. There was the recent controversy with the Viet Cong. Well, Viet Cong, the band Viet Cong. I'm not suggesting that they're similar, but I mean, there's a lot of like, let's.
I actually, that, to be honest, that spurred me to call our thing Savak, just because I thought it was a really interesting sort of confluence of band name and just like potential conflicts with, you know, like maybe if a dude in the band had actually been Vietnamese, they could have been like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
But clearly they aren't, no one in the band is Vietnamese, and I think they just kind of blew it off, which to their credit, I thought was, at first I was like, oh, they could have said something really interesting about this, but maybe it was probably the smartest thing to do, just not really say much at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I first encountered them in Montreal, I was sort of joking with them about their name. They told me their name. I knew them from Women, and then I saw them at Pop Montreal, and I was just like, what's their band called? Viet Cong? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, huh. That's not, you should call your record Can't Hardly Kuwait. And they all laughed. But that apparently that didn't fly. That idea did not fly with them. So
can I use that one?
Yeah, you actually, yes. I guess it makes more sense almost. Almost. Not quite, but almost. Closer. Regionally closer. I mean, regionally closer.
I just remember being so, not terrified, but nervous about having to explain to my parents that I was, like, listening to the Dead Kennedys or Butthole Surfers or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And or Crucifix, you know.
Right.
And so by comparison, you know, Viet Cong or Savak or, you know, anything with a slight historical political tinge just does seem so tame, you know.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally. Well, Sohrab, I wish you the best of luck here. And
thanks, man.
Yeah, you know, I thank you for your time. Is there an Obit song we should go out on here for this thing?
Let's see. I don't know what would be an appropriate one.
I don't know if anything's necessarily appropriate. Let me see if I can. I don't
I
have
want
everything.
Results.
I want results would be pretty good. that's not a bad idea. Why don't we go with that? All right, we'll go with I Want Results or
I Blame Myself or whatever that one was called.
I Blame Myself might be good for Moody Standard and Poor. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I don't, whatever. Let's, yeah. What else is on here? Let's see here. Is there anything? Well, Bed and Bugs has This Must Be Done.
There you go. There you go.
I think that's a bit more definitive.
That's, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. That's great.
Almost, I'm closing in is not, I like This Must Be Done. We'll go with this.
Yes.
This Must Be Done from the last.
I think that's a great, great choice. Yeah.
Last Obits record. Well, Sohrab, it's. I hope we chat soon, and you know, onward and upward and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Moving forward. But thank you very much, honestly, and sincerely, you've been very generous to our band, and that means a lot.
It's well deserved. I love this band, and I wanted as many people as possible to hear it because I thought it was a really, you know, I follow. Yeah, I think of like a lot of people, I was drawn to the band because of Rick's involvement, and I followed him in his work for quite some time. But I really think that this is one of the best things he did, and I like the dynamic of this band. So that's why I believed in it, and every record was great. It's rare when every record is great too for a band. So good.
Thank
for
you. That's very nice.
Good for you. All right.
Hey!
Hey, thanks again for checking out Creative Control with Vish Khanna. You can email me about the show at creativecontrol933@gmail.com. That's creative with a K, control with a K, 933@gmail.com. You can also follow our Twitter at Vish Creative, VishKreative. And you can also like our Facebook page. A version of this show airs on CFRU in Guelph every Wednesday at noon Eastern. And you can listen to that online at CFRU.ca or if you're in the KW region at 93.3 FM in Guelph. You can also sign up for the weekly mailing list for the podcast and the show at vishkhanna.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I believe that is everything I wanted to tell you. Thank you once again.